Good morning. Good to be with you all again. We missed seeing you the last 2 weeks as we were at Bethel OPC up in Broomfield. It's good to see all of you again. And I'm going to bring an exhortation from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. So you're welcome to turn there if you'd like to read those verses with me. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 through 2. This is the Word of God. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. Amen. Well, as we prepare to confess our sins this morning, I wanted to bring another brief exhortation from 1 Peter. A few weeks ago, we looked at Peter's words where he says that you are to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against your soul. And I talked about how that warfare language is very intentional so that we have the right mindset about the battle that we are in. This is an all-out war for your soul. Either sin will die or you will die, as Paul says in Romans chapter 8. Now here, Peter also uses warfare or battle language to frame the situation for us. And he says in this case, he says, arm yourselves with the same mind. And he uses the language of arming, just like you would get a weapon or a shield, a weapon offensively and a shield defensively for a battle. And in this case, he says, arm yourselves with a mindset. We might think, how do we do that? How do I arm myself with a certain mindset? And what is that mindset? Well, the reason I think Peter uses this language of battle and arming is because he wants you to have a right understanding of what is going on in the Christian life. It is important to not see the Christian life as a calm and placid walk in the park, as if nothing bad is going to happen to you. This is a journey through the valley of the shadow of death unto the celestial city. Now, granted, the Lord brings us through green pastures too, thanks be to God, but my point is to say that this is a challenging life that we live walking in the footsteps of Christ. Now, when it says arm ourselves with the same mind, the mindset that Peter is referring to is a mindset of suffering. That's what it says. Since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. Now, we have many exhortations in the Bible to think in a certain way, right? We have reckon yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. We have Philippians 2, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, the mind of humility, considering the interests of others. This one, however, is to arm yourselves with the mindset of suffering, especially in relation to your conflict with sin. As it says, following that, he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, unto the purpose that we would no longer live for ourselves and for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. So that's certainly the main thing that Peter is speaking to when he talks about a mindset of suffering. Now, we know how important it is when you go into something that you have the right expectations. If you have the wrong expectations, you will be profoundly disappointed and potentially give up. So when it comes to the conflict we have with sin and the world and Satan, I want us to have the right mindset. Do not expect it to be easy. If you are expecting that following in the footsteps of Christ means that you will have a suffering-free experience, you will be profoundly disappointed. And one of the sufferings that is in this context in 1 Peter 4 is the suffering that comes from the maligning of unbelievers. And I'm not going to read those verses right now, but you'll find that one of the things that Christians face is the scoffing of unbelievers at the unbelievers would scoff at the believer's commitment to holiness. But also in terms of just killing sin and fighting against our lusts, it's a very difficult battle in many cases for us. And there's a kind of suffering involved because we are in this war, like I said, to the death. We're killing sin, and killing involves bloodshed and pain and conflict. And so I want us to count the cost rightly in this battle. Our Lord Jesus has repeatedly said in the Gospels, if you would be my disciple, you must take up your cross and follow behind my cross and deny yourself and follow me. And so obviously, the life of Christ to follow in those footsteps is a life of suffering. So the question I have for each of us this morning is, do you have the right mindset about your conflict with sin? Is it a surprise to you how challenging it is to kill your fleshly lusts? Is it difficult for you to experience a hostile world scoffing at you for all your efforts to kill sin while they're celebrating sin? If you're armed with the wrong mindset, it's going to be even more difficult. If you are armed with the mindset that says you should have it easy each day, you don't really need to deny self. You do deserve a certain level of pleasures and enjoyment since you've worked so hard. You're not going to have a mindset that's going to serve you well in the battle, brothers and sisters. It's going to be very hard. In other words, if you resist any call to suffering, denial of self, experiencing shame from the world, resisting temptation, you are acting out of the wrong mindset. You're resisting the very call that 1 Peter lays before us, which is the mindset of suffering. And I can assure you that American culture is not a good place to be trained in this mindset. Followers of Christ have a list of commitments that are utterly opposed to American culture. Instead of living for ease and pleasure, Peter says we live for the will of God. Instead of constantly trying to escape suffering, we embrace suffering as the path of God-ordained faith and obedience. This is what we're called to. Instead of living for self and its desires, we live for Jesus Christ and his desire for us. And if Jesus says go, we go. That's our life. And so I ask you today, brothers and sisters, what are you living for? For the lusts of men or for the will of God? If you live for the will of God, do not be surprised at the challenge that will be placed before you every single day. You are rowing upstream in Category 5 rapids. It's very difficult. It's going to be a very challenging thing for us, but thanks be to God, we have a forerunner, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has rowed upstream himself and who has gone in that path of obedience, who has died for us, who has risen again, who is at the right hand of God. And by his grace and through the strength that he provides, we can row upstream as well. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to arm yourself with this mindset, the mindset of suffering, and let us pray that God would enable us to do so now. Our Father in heaven, we come to you today confessing our weakness in this conflict with sin. We do feel weak, we feel tired at times, but we're also confident that you give more grace to the humble. And so we ask that you would strengthen us to live the Christian life, following in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we do confess that we have broken your commandments, Lord. We have broken your commandments in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. And so we ask now that you would forgive us, cleanse us through the blood of your Son. And as you cleanse us, we pray that by your Holy Spirit, you would renew us with the right mindset, the mindset of suffering, so that we would be joyful warriors for Christ, waging war against our fleshly lusts, combating Satan, ignoring the hostility of the world, and making it our aim to do your will from the heart. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.